Today, I'm excited that we're going to be talking about your plan, our process. In my book, Better, Richer, Fuller, I tell stories that have come about over the years dealing with clients, their situations, their lives, their dreams and goals. And today, I'm going to introduce you to the talented people I get to work with in the financial planning area of Five Plan Partners, and we're going to pull back the curtain and take those stories and bring them to life in terms of the process that we use, our Your Financial House process. I have got with me here Jay McGowan, who is our Director of Financial Planning, and then also with me Yvette Maddox and Jason Hadley. Guys, it is great to have you here, and I'm thrilled that we can introduce you to our viewers, as well as from the standpoint, have some discussion and dialogue.
Absolutely.
So to talk about, you know, when we say financial planning, a lot of people give me blank stares. What does that mean? The reality of it is their plan. It's their life. It's their goals, their dreams. And the three of you work each and every day here at Five Plan Partners to take all this information, to also understand their circumstances and situations, and bring that to life through the planning process, through a blueprint. And I also want to emphasize something here, and we've talked about this, is that it's important for you to have a plan in place that is tied to your portfolio and your portfolio performance, so as to understand that the rate of return that you're getting is in line with the goals you want to achieve. Or as I like to say, if you had to choose between your money outperforming the S&P 500 index or achieving your dreams and goals, which hand would you pick? Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody pick the S&P 500. It's always been dreams and goals. So Jay, talk about the process here in terms of how we collect information, but also where we go from there.
Yeah, so I think you said it best. The first step in this process really is to understand an individual or family's dreams and goals. It all starts right there for the planning team as well as the portfolio strategies team. The whole team at Five Plan Partners, that's our goal, is to help the clients achieve their dreams and goals first and foremost. Yeah. We're a bunch of accountants, so obviously we have to have numbers involved with that and have a blueprint. So
sure, and accountants that don't do tax returns, but apply
accounting backgrounds exactly,
to
yeah.
be able to show people how to map things out as well as do what ifs.
Exactly, and so that's really the first step. We have the meeting to determine your goals, who you are, what you want to achieve, and then we have what we call a punch list, where we request data, financial data, but also other data on what you want to achieve. We will take that along with various statements, bank statements, mortgage statements, investment statements, things of that nature, and we will put all of that into a program that we use to coordinate the plan and put everything in one place.
And Yvette, as our financial planning coordinator in bringing all that together, just kind of walk everybody through that process.
We would like to collect your bank statements, your 401k statements, your tax returns, any information that you can provide to us that will help us create your plan.
Yeah, and part of that has to do with, and correct me if I'm wrong, what stage in life they are. In other words, if they have long-term care insurance, if they have life insurance, if they're paying college bills. We're not trying to put anybody on a budget. We're just trying to understand this is how they like to live, mm-hmm. and they want to keep living like this or better.
Right.
And so the information you're bringing together will then be put in a format that will allow y'all to do the analysis based on what they're wanting to achieve.
And I think that's a key point to talk about is the fact that we have a standardized punch list, like Yvette was talking about, that has the documents that we need. It has information on your income, your expenses, your liabilities, assets, net worth, all of those things. But every single person, while we have one punch list in our process, every single punch list that I've ever looked at is completely different, mm-hmm. which highlights the
fact
that
it's customized.
And so we take that and we enter that data for you specifically into your plan.
Right.
And then really the hard work begins at that point, where we will sit down as a team, not just us, but portfolio strategies as well, and we will go through and say, okay, based on this person's specific situation, what are some recommendations we think they need to do to be successful and reach their goals? And then we'll do that before we meet back with the client, And then we will bring it up on screen and actually walk through the numbers of it. And so some people like to see very high level, you know, am I going to be okay? Am I not? We have people that are more analytical clients and they want to see the numbers. They want to see line by line, piece by piece, what rates of return assumptions did you use, inflation, you know, what happens when, you know, college expenses, they're going to fall off, the mortgage is going to fall off. We take all that kind of stuff into account, and we, like Greg said, project out the age of home.
Well, and the other thing is, in the analysis that you're doing, Yvette, is that basically you're also showing where the strong points are and where the weak points
exactly.
are. Right. Am I right about that?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
So that you can say, wait a second, something doesn't add up here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of discussion and dialogue that takes place not only with this group, but then also from the standpoint from the portfolio strategy side.
Yeah.
You know, is the portfolio lined up with the plan and the goals as they take place?
And one thing to also mention is we will do a plan for a new client the first time, but that is absolutely not the last time we look at it. We look at it at least annually, usually more than that.
Well, in fact, Jason, in our meeting, you brought up the point, what's one of the main things about doing this planning process?
Right. I mean, it's one thing to come in and create a plan, but it's quite another to actually take the next step and execute on that plan.
Right.
And yet another to come back and revisit regularly and make sure that your plan and your goals are still aligned.
Yeah, in terms of that annual update, which also coincides with the portfolio update.
Right.
You know, and you can see if you're on track going forward or what decisions you need to make.
Yeah, life changes, things change, you know, legislation changes, tax laws change, things of that nature. But also, you know, those are things that we keep on top of, but also your goals and, I mean, there's very few plans that I've ever done for people that have, you know, that we've reevaluated over the years that have stayed the same.
Right.
You know, college will change.
Yeah, we want to make sure that the client is on track.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and like you have situations, somebody says, I want to buy a lake house. I want to buy the beach place. Mm-hmm. I want to buy a very expensive car. You know, I want to send my kid to this school and it's going to cost more than we thought it would. Mm-hmm. You're able to then do the what ifs.
Yeah. Exactly. And show you on screen in real time when we meet, you know, this is what happens if we do this. And that way we can use those variables to tweak the plan and solve problems, you know, and we can prioritize and say, hey, this is something I really want to do. Well, how does that affect the other areas, the other goals that I have? And then we can kind of read and react and make decisions on the fly and then work with you to come up with the best solution and the things we need to do actually after the meeting to implement it and make those goals a reality.
Right. And the other advantage is that then other professionals that's in their lives, you guys coordinate with those other professionals. If it's CPA,
CPAs,
tax attorney, a state attorney, mm-hmm. if they own a business, a corporate attorney, all those other professionals. And then the last thing I need to say is that as this information is built on over the years, is that if something unexpectedly happens to someone, whether they're single or, you know, divorced, married, then there's a location here at Five Plan Partners where the person that's handling their estate can just walk them through and coordinating all that with everybody. Agreed?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah. And we typically see that in families, a lot of times there is one person in the family that handles the finances and has a really good understanding and grasp of the family's situation. And then everybody else kind of is just relying upon them. Well, we want to be there for the other family members in case, heaven forbid, something happens to that person who mm-hmm. is the basically the family's, you know, CFO, for lack of a better terms, inside the walls of that house.
Right.
And that's why we want to be that, you know, that CFO outside of the house that can coordinate all that stuff for you.
We hope you've enjoyed this discussion, and we want to emphasize that this is just a portion of our team of experts. I'm sitting here, you know, with CFP, CPA, people with a strong accounting background, and at the same time, offsite here, we've got people on the portfolio strategy side working with them to coordinate the plan with the investment strategies in relation to our goals. It's very in-depth. There's a lot of discussion and customization that takes place here at Five Plan Partners. And we fully believe that we do it in a totally unique way as compared to a lot of our competition that's out there. And we're proud of that, always wanting to improve, strive to make things better in our clients' lives. So please understand that you've gotten this brief description here, but the reality of it is there's a lot of advantages to going through the process. And the other thing is, at times when I mention financial planning to people, some people look at me and say, I would rather get a root canal without Novocaine. And the reality of it is that we have streamlined this process to make it easy for you. Because by making it easy for you, we can make a difference. And at the same time, we can be your office where you can get this information to us and we can take some of that stress and anxiety off of you so that you can be focused on what you do best. We thank you for this time. We thank those of you that are clients for your commitment to us and the confidence you place in us. And we thoroughly enjoy doing these plans because of the fact it's your life, it's your plan, it's our process, and we understand the fiduciary responsibility, and we also understand the responsibility that we have in working with you. Thank you so much.